Cassie, I'm your genie, but within reason. Okie dokie, I've been through the ringer and been through more crap than you, so there, I win the war. I'm just messing with you. Everyone's been through their own version of crap, right? Okay, well, please don't forget to hit the like button and subscribe if you have not, and share and all those lovely, warm and fuzzy things. Okie dokie, what are we talking about today, guys? We are talking about ghosters. But clearly, this video is more targeted towards the men than women, although I'm sure there have been women that ghosted, I'm sure. So you don't have to comment and lecture me about how women have ghosted. I've heard it all. It's okay, it's fine. So I have been ghosted more than once. There's different levels of ghosting, and I think some people don't understand what ghosting means, or they don't realize that they're ghosting. It's obnoxious, it's rude, it's mean, it's heartless, it's very disrespectful. So there's different levels of ghosting. So number one, the ghosting is a combination of not responding to messages. This could be text messages in this day and age where you just don't respond. You clearly see the message, but you don't have the balls enough or the guts enough to respond and be polite and have some manners, unfortunately. So there's that type of ghosting. There's also the ghosting of I'm afraid to talk about it, so I'm just going to run away and be a wuss and be a wimp instead of being man enough to own that and own your feelings or be woman enough. You run away. Okay. All right. Okay. So there's that issue. There's also the issue of you're in a relationship with somebody and you develop first feelings for someone else. And you are encountered that situation, and then you kind of ghost them too. Okay, I've been through it all, guys, a lot. I'm tired. I've been through the ringer. I'm tired. So I'm going to be making fun of my future husband forever. Yes, all you men have to suffer because I've been through the ringer. So there. I'm just messing with it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you a funny, humorous situation on how bad ghosting is these days. Because good guys ghost. Okay. This is the reality. Not all men that ghost are jerks. The guys that ghosted me were actually genuinely good guys. They were just being a wuss, a wimp. They don't have the balls enough to communicate. Let's review, okay? The elephant is going to be the lady. And then the giraffe is going to be the handsome man. Okay, let's go through. Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I gotta tell you something. I kind of developed feelings for you, and I just want to tell you, because I've never done this, so I'm a little bit shy to say it. So I just want to say it.
Oh, really? Okay. How do I handle this? Well, I think you're a really good girl, but I just, I've been seeing somebody. I'm sorry, but I think you're a good girl. Thank you for telling me. I'm glad you told me. You probably feel better, right?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for being so nice.
Oh, yeah. No worries.
See you later.
Man, I feel like I won the lottery. Oh my god, she's so pretty and beautiful and she's so awesome. She makes me laugh and smile. Oh my god, I feel so awesome. Oh my god, I gotta go tell my guy friends. Hey man, guess what? What? Dude, she likes me. She really likes me. I got like all this. Dude, why are you smiling? I'm not smiling. Dude, you're smiling. You're smiling like from ear to ear. I am? Dude, what are you gonna do? You're seeing the other girl. A cramp. I guess I feel guilty, so I guess I can't really end it with that girl because I feel guilty, so I gotta stay with her. What do I do? Dude, just ghost her. Don't even say anything. Just ghost her. Okay. Yeah, just do that. Just do that. That's a smart decision. Okay, okay.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
What's new?
Nothing.
Okay. I'll see you later then.
Okay. I did the right thing, right? Yeah, that was the right thing, right? Just not say anything. That makes me look like a man, right? Right. Right.
Yes, this is a true story. This happened to me. So, this was absolutely ridiculous. Who looked like the idiot? Anybody. Anybody. Yes, the guy did. He looked like an idiot. He looked like a jerk. He made it worse than it was. You know, I don't know, you know, fully. Maybe it was denial of feelings. I don't know. There's also the guilt. This happens a lot in our society, especially nowadays in the current dating culture, where you feel guilty. You've been with someone for a little while and you've been falling out of love with them, or you thought that they were going to be the one for you and they're just not. It happens. and happens in this day and age, a 60-year-old perspective on dating is going to be completely and totally different than the current dating. They do not understand the current dating culture. Yeah, they just don't. So they're not going to help you. I'm sorry. They're just not. I mean it with all due respect. So anyways, the point is that that was disrespectful for him to do that. He looked like an a-hole. He looked like a jerk. He looked disrespectful, looked rude, mean. It's just mean. It's really, really mean to do that. Please, guys, we got to stop doing that kind of nonsense shit. Own your feelings. Be a man. Own those feelings. Inside every man is a Superman, and I know that you can do that. You can get it out of you, okay? So let's talk about another situation that I've experienced with this, okay? Texting. Texting is ridiculous. Please get some guts for God's sakes and text, okay? Instead of ghosting. You'll do yourself a favor and look more respectful and look better as a human being, okay? So I'll give you an example. Oh, I wonder what he's doing. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, God, she texted me. Oh, I guess I shouldn't respond because she likes me and I'm with someone else and I don't really know how to handle this. I'm just going to not reply, right? That makes me look like a man.
I don't get it. He saw the message, but he won't reply. What is the big bloody deal? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Okay. This happens. This happens a lot in this day and age. So who looks like the idiot? The person that doesn't respond or the person that is initiating? Anybody, anybody. The person that is not responding looks like the idiot. You look like a jerk. Look like a meanie, you look inconsiderate, insensitive, obnoxious, heartless. Am I missing anything? Okay, let's not do that. Let's give people more respect. Okay, let's practice what we preach. If you want to be a good man, keep acting like it. Inside every man is a Superman. But when you don't act like that, you look like a jerk. Okay, I'm going to be real with you. So, what's another situation? Oh, yeah, running away. You also look like a freaking idiot. Okay, let's go through another scenario that I've gone through in my life that's a lot of fun. Have a good laugh. Okay, ready? Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Well, let's talk about what happened.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why not?
I just don't want to talk about it.
What is that big deal? I just talk about
it. Oh, my God, you're scaring me. I gotta go.
This actually happened to me in my life. So how ridiculous was that? So this was a guy friend of mine. We were friends for a little while. Great guy, actually. Comes from a good family. Good parents, actually. His parents are actually happily married. Isn't that interesting? Interesting, eh? He comes from a good family, good parents, and yet he ghosted. That's really messed up, guys. We have a really screwed up dating culture, I'll tell you that right now. So instead of being a man and having the balls enough to freaking communicate how he's feeling at the moment or whatever is going on, he chose to run away and made himself look like an asshole. Okay, so let's not do that again. Okay? Because you just look like a jerk. Please, do yourself a favor. You guys have got to get a grip on this. This is ridiculous, okay? So here's some solutions for you, because I know it's a new concept to do these things, okay? And it's a little bit hard to understand, but you guys can do it. Inside every man is a Superman. So one solution you could do, okay? So let's say, I know you men have struggled communicating, but you gotta get better about this, okay? So let's say one of you guys ghosted a woman that you really like. Okay, or you didn't know how to handle it and you freaked out. You're like, I don't know how to handle this, right? But it's already been done in the moment, okay? Shit happens. Good women understand this, okay? But you look less like a jerk if you delay the apology. If you delay the apology, you look like you have egotistical pride issues and whatever issues is going on. So instead of doing this nonsense crap, own it. Earlier than later, you look more like a man and you gain more respect, okay? So, let's review. Let's say that you did this, and then the next day or a week from now, you apologize. It is not that big of a deal. Now, if you dragged it out for like years and years and years or months and months or for God's sakes until you're 60 to apologize, my God, guys, get some balls, please. Okay, so Look, I'm going to give you some examples, okay?
Oh my god, I just wanted to apologize for being such an a-hole.
Oh my god, you were a real jerk, you know? You really, really jerk for doing that. You, like, really messed up victim.
I know. I have ego issues. I like to be admired by women sometimes. And I don't know, I just froze. I'm not very good at communicating. I guess I'm kind of shy, you know, and things like that. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry.
Well, I know you guys struggle with communicating, but you gotta be a man, for God's sakes.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
All right, well, you have to really make it up to me. Just because I forgive you doesn't mean I trust you.
Okay.
Well, you gotta make it up to me.
All right, I'll make it up to you. I'll do whatever you want. Whatever you want. I'll give you whatever you want. Whatever.
Well, not whatever I want. Don't be such a pushover.
Okay, but just, you know, I'll make it up for you.
Okay, fine. Just, you have to really work hard to earn my trust again.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so that's a humorous way of how you're gonna apologize. You get the gist, okay? So that's something that you can do. You know, I love you, men, but you guys drive me a little nuts. Okay, so that's that solution. Okay, another solution you could do, I know it's a little wacky. Okay, are you ready? You go get some advice. It's an unbelievable new concept, okay? So you go talk to friends that are better communicating than you. Oh my god, it's so hard to understand. Okay, so I'm going to give you a funny example, okay? I'm going to give you a puppetry. It's going to be funny, okay?
Hey, man, I need some help, please.
Dude, what did you do?
Dude, I don't know how to communicate. I'm too shy, and, like, I really have this thing for this girl, and I screwed up, and I ghosted her. I didn't know what to say. I did not handle it.
Dude, get a grip, man.
Oh, sorry. Dude, let's go get a beer and talk about it. I'll bring my wife. Please, I need some help. I really need some help. I don't know how to handle my situation.
Okay, well, let's try to come up with a strategy. You really got to do some grand gesture, man. You really got to apologize, like, big time. You messed up big time. This is a good woman. You're a good woman. You screwed up big time. I know. You got to do a big apology and, like, make it up to her, like, big time. We'll ask my wife for advice. Okay, I'm so sorry. All right, well, just get it together. Let's go to the bar. Okay, let's go get a beer. Okay. Okay, that's something that you can do. It's a wacky idea, I know, but you can do it. I believe in you. Inside every man is a Superman, and you don't look like a Superman when you look like a jerk, do you? Yeah, don't. You just look like an a-hole and a jerk. So please do yourself a favor and get some balls. You guys really, really need to grow a pair. And to every man that has ghosted me, I doubt they have the balls enough to even watch this video. But you looked like a jerk. You looked like an a-hole. You looked insensitive. Looked inconsiderate. You looked heartless. You looked, egotistical, inhumane. The worst feeling, guys, is that I trusted that these good guys respected me enough to have the balls enough and be man enough to communicate to me how they were really feeling. And if every guy that ghosts people, okay, or even a woman, if you have the balls and the guts to look me straight in the eye and tell me that a good person deserves to be ghosted, then you have issues. You need to go get some therapy and figure that out. Stop punishing good people because you had bad exes or bad experiences. That is not fair. And you're hurting yourself. And you're hurting other people. And that is really unfair. Please do yourself a favor and stop this. All this ghosting and all this nonsense in our current dating culture, it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, isn't it? So, yeah. And if you developed feelings for someone else while you're with someone else, own it. For God's sakes, own it. Would you rather go through a midlife crisis and have to start over in your 40s and 50s or 60s or whatever because you did not own it earlier? Come on now. That is ridiculous. You are saving, you know, finding lasting true love is really difficult. And it's really hard. And starting over takes a lot of courage. But you can't find lasting love when you're with the wrong person, can you? You can't. You just can't. It's just not going to happen. It sounds nice. It looks nice on the surface. But eventually it will lead to a messy situation. We got to get better about this. And quick point, guys. You men need to start manning up and dealing with your emotions and manage your emotions. And I'll tell you why. Okay, so women have PMS. Isn't that correct? And isn't it correct that you want women to manage their emotions and not project their PMS shit out on you? Isn't that correct? It is correct, isn't it? So you expect a woman to manage her PMS and not project her crap on you, but yet you don't have the balls enough and be man enough to manage your own emotions and learn how to communicate. Uh-huh. How's that working out for us? Anybody? Not well, isn't it? Getting ghosted hurts. It's very disrespectful. It's incredibly disrespectful and hurtful. And I beg of you to do yourself a favor and look like a good man and get some bloody respect and manage your emotions and deal with those things. Because inside every man is a Superman, and you have a choice to bring out that Superman. Whether you come from a good family or a crappy family where your parents did a crappy job raising you, eventually you gotta turn into a man. And if every man wants a good woman to tell them, oh, you look so cute, you're not going to get the oh, you look so cute if you can't manage your emotions and manage your mood swings now, can you? You can't. It's not going to happen. So please, take the genie's advice. And you keep ghosting, you keep playing games, you keep playing this crappy game that you have, and you come and talk to me, and you let me know how that works out for you. Because I can guarantee it's not going to work out for you very well. All right? So please like, subscribe, and comment below. Please, I love you, man, even though you drive me a little nutty. And if you're a woman that ghosts guys, please stop doing that because it's so disrespectful. All right? I love you. I'm here for you. I'm there for you. I'm your genie, but within reason, nothing unreasonable. Multiple hugs a day keeps creeping this way. Okie dokie. Hopefully you learned a lot. Okay, bye.